Welcome to All In With Ellie podcast. I'm so happy you are here. I am joined today with a badass woman, Becky.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you're here, and I'm so excited to bring you on because not only are you a business owner and you get this side of the world, but you are also a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. You are an IBS, I don't want to say guru, expert.
Yes.
I'll
take expert or guru.
Whatever. Okay. Guru on IBS and podcast host. I mean, you bring so much interesting angles to the table. So I'm just so thankful you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. I've been listening to your podcast for 2 years now. I mean, and it's like a weekly part of my routine. So I feel like this is like a high level manifestation for me to be on this podcast. So this is a big deal for me.
Okay. Do you know how weird that is for me to hear? I can't stand the sound of my voice. So when I hear that people, get it.
I do. Yeah. As a podcast host myself, I'm like, oh, you listen to it? But like, you obviously want people to listen to it, but I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. It's like,
I'm like judging the people that listen to me. I'm like, get better tips.
Yeah. You're like, oh, interesting. But it's weird. And it's also weird because it's like, I know so much about your life. And it's like, you know, you're like, oh, I did say that. Or it's this weird relationship. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but yeah, I've so many memories of me, highlights of my day, or I'm having a bad day and I would listen to your podcast going on a walk and I would feel like always feel better. It was like a therapy session for me. I always deeply connected to you and the podcast. I just loved how authentic you are. I love how you took business and your home life and you just combined so many aspects, and it was a huge inspiration for me. So it's super cool to be here on the podcast.
Wow. Well, I can't tell you what that means to me. That's freaking incredible because again, it's just like, wow, it's so crazy when, you know, you start a podcast and you're like, I don't know, it'd be cool if somebody listens. And then you hear that it actually shifts just one person's day. It just doesn't get old. So
Thank you so much.
How have you been? It's been a minute since I've seen you. What's been going on? Give me an update.
Yeah. So we have been, I think I was in Vibes with you, and I think I've purchased like 5 things from you, but over the fall I was in Vibes with you, Time Collapse, our one-on-ones, which were all really incredible. I think I've been in business for less than a year, and it was so interesting to see that so many other people were dealing with the same issues I was dealing with, and then also giving me the inspiration, the tools, and the knowledge to up-level that. And we had our one-on-one session, which was also amazing. So since we were together, you know, you really helped me build out more of a just like low, mid, high ticket offers, which has been super fun. New customers coming into my world, and I feel just more grounded in my strategy. And so that's what I've been sort of up to since we've been, since I last saw you.
Yeah. Well, that makes me happy because you bring, in my opinion, the most valuable knowledge to the table when it comes to a woman's health. That's the foundation. Like that's where it needs to start for all of us. So when I got to work with you and I realized like your extensive background, and but not only that, it was your passion around what it is that you do. And we're going to get to that. We're going to start. And I want everybody to hear your story, and we're going to get to that. But that's why I was like, okay, we have to, like, you have these incredible ideas and ways to support people, and let's make it to where you can support the most amount of people. If that, you know, and that was your goal, you know, some people, that's not their goal, but that was your goal. So I'm happy to hear that you're still playing with those ideas and getting them out there, because again, like, and you guys are about to hear, you know, the listeners, what all of the knowledge that Becky brings to the table, not only with our gut, but in regard to so many different areas. So I guess where we should start then is give us a background on you. How did you get here, you know, as a registered dietitian? you know, being an expert in IBS, a podcast on IBS, all the things, just give it to us.
Perfect. Yeah. And I think my background, to bring us to where I am today, I think I'll interweave some sort of business and nutrition, kind of both. Because before I jump in, I feel like the dietetics world is super traditional. It's like you either work in a hospital or you have like a full calendar booked of one-on-one appointments. Like you have 12 one-on-one appointments that are either covered by insurance or they're like $100. And it's just, it's really low pay. You get burned out super quickly. And so I felt like I was like, there has to be a better way, especially the internet. So going back, I'm 33 years old, so just a little bit younger than you, but I grew up right outside of New York City in Westchester County. So you know, my first memories of being 7 years old was watching my dad, you know, wake up at 5:30 a.m., take the train into Manhattan at 6:30, full suit, you know, briefcase, everything. And then he'd come home at 7:30, exhausted, like barely talking to us. And then he'd go into his office and he'd work until 10:30 p.m. And that was it. Every single day, rinse and repeat for as long as I've known him. Saturdays, you know, he would like read the paper and then work in the afternoon. And then Sundays he worked all day. And I remember I was like, God, like that's work. Like that's how people work when they're older. And that was very, I think when you live outside of New York, that's just very traditional. You know, a lot of bankers and lawyers and very like traditional roles. Meanwhile, I grew up just very sensitive, very empathic. I like to help people. I was kind of more of an artist, creative type. And so I saw my dad and I was like, that's not like, you know, it was like, you need to work hard, get good grades, go to college. But I was like, but why would I work so hard to have that life? And, you know, maybe my dad liked it a little to some extent, right? But I just never resonated with that career path. So deep down, I was like, okay, I'm either going to be successful or I'm not successful. And it looks like I'm just not going to be very successful. So that was sort of, you know, while that was going on around 2005, which was almost 20 years ago, I was 15 at the time. I just got really sick one day. I got bad food poisoning and my health was never the same. And essentially very quickly got diagnosed with something called celiac disease, which is a gluten intolerance. It's really, you know, basically you have to digest this much gluten to damage your small intestine. And spent basically the rest of high school, very sick. I had anemia, hair falling out, mental illness, depression, anxiety, ADHD, panic attacks, was developing osteoporosis as a 15-year-old. And, you know, you could eat a ton of food and it wouldn't digest. So, you know, got to college, was, you know, like when you're a low vibe in your nutrition, which we'll talk about later, if you're low vibe in nutrition, you sort of attract lots of low vibe opportunities. Like you don't think you're going to be successful. You don't try hard in school. You attract people that are not really taking care of your body. And essentially, it all culminated in 2011. I was studying abroad, partying a lot, using ADHD medication, Xanax, to sort of control my mood and my life. And I got to a point, I was so swollen, couldn't go to the bathroom. And I just like basically prayed for help. I was like, I'm at my rock bottom. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm so ill. And thankfully, my mom took me to the Celiac Disease Center, which is an incredible center in New York, where they were like, look, you've been cross-contaminating yourself. You know, you've been eating peanut butter out of, like, people eating gluten have used this peanut butter jar and you get a crumb and you cross-contaminate yourself. You need separate toasters. You need separate ovens to cook in. Everything in your house needs to be gluten-free. And I was like, oh God, I haven't been doing that. And they basically were like, hey, there's something called the low FODMAP diet. You have something called IBS. So I want you to do this. So I basically was like, okay, I have nothing left to lose. Like I'm at my rock bottom, which I think is a big place for people to transform. And I just went all in on my diet. I took the low FODMAP diet very seriously. It's a diet that removes some healthy carbohydrates that cause fermentation and IBS. Really took it seriously. And within 3 months, I was a completely different person. Like night and day, got off all my mental health medication, all my medication, wow. Really looked incredible, like physically was running again, happy again. I was like, wow, I've never felt like happy before. This is what happy feels like. And huge transformation. And I think since then I became sort of addicted to nutrition. It was kind of like, well, if I could feel this good, what else could happen to me? So quickly, basically life was going good. I was working in Bloomingdale's as an assistant buyer in New York. Everything, I was like, okay, it's my dream job. Everything's good. My parents didn't like that so much, but you know, whatever. We'll talk about that. So then I get food poisoning and kind of the whole cycle restarts itself where I'm super sick again. Was put on this drug called Cipro that kind of bombed out my intestinal tract. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to find the best diet there is. I went on keto, went on paleo, low carb, Whole 30, vegan, raw vegan. I did it all. And the more intense the diet, the worse I felt, the more malnourished I was getting. I went to 30 different doctors. They couldn't help me. Went to Mayo Clinic, spent a month at Mayo Clinic, and they were kind of helpful. And I was like, I'm again at a rock bottom where something is so off in my health that I need to find what the answer is. No one is helping me. I've read every book. I've gone to all these doctors. Someone please help me. So I just decided, look, like I'm going to throw my fashion career behind. I'm going to go back to school and become a dietitian. This was in around 2016. I redid half of my undergrad. I did, you know, the biochemistry and the physics and all that. And I applied for grad school. Yeah, it's stupid. But then I applied to grad school. It was a life-changing experience. I learned a tremendous amount of nutrition stuff. And then during that time, started my Instagram, started a TikTok account, started my podcast. And then a year ago, I finally became a dietitian. And now we're going all in on the business. So that's been, you know, and the reason I brought up my dad in the beginning actually was because I genuinely never thought that I could have a career where I, you know, was really on my terms. And you were a big inspiration for that. So kind of combining nutrition and business, where, you know, I'm not sitting in a cubicle in the sky, miserable. Like it's, while it's very hard what we do, you can also create things on your own terms, which is beautiful. Like what a privilege to be able to do that. So that's, a quick recap of, just sort of the last 20 years of my life and how I got here, nutrition and business wise.
That is incredible. So, and I want to also ask you about your dad, because I'm so interested to hear. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just ask you now, how does he feel? Because it was a different time then, right? I mean, he was doing the best that he could with the resources that he had. And that's just what you did, right? That's just, you go to work, you work your butt off, you work, the harder you work, the more money you make. That's the mentality.
Yeah.
How does he feel now? Because you got a degree from freaking Columbia. Mm-hmm. Now you have your own business. You're working your own hours. Mm-hmm. What are his thoughts?
Yeah. You know, I completely agree. It's like the 90s, early 2000s, late 2000s, totally different time. Like they didn't have access to the internet in the way that we do, which I'm just like, gosh, we're so lucky. And, you know, I think he's supportive in that he's, I think, happy for me that it's like, wow, it's really cool. Maybe, I don't know. I think he thinks it's really cool that there's this online world, but I also think it took a lot of convincing because, you know, I think parents want the best for us, but they're also like, you're going to do what on the internet? You're starting this TikTok account. You get clients. Like, why don't you work in a hospital? Like, why don't you get a traditional job? And that took me, it took a really, that resistance to doing what I truly wanted to do. I think that was the hardest part, was actually overcoming family members or friends just like constantly questioning. And I'm like, but I see proof that people do it. So it can be possible for me. So I think now they're supportive, but I think at the beginning for anyone who's starting a business, I think it can be really tough. I don't know. In your own life, did you kind of experience that when you first started your own businesses, or were people mostly okay with it?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, put a gun to my parents' head today and they wouldn't be able to like really tell you what I do. Yeah, and that's okay. And I've just like accepted. Yeah. She does internet. But like, it's fine. Yeah. And I've totally, but yeah, I mean, I'm lucky in that my parents they're just like, anything I do, they're like, cool, go for it. You know, I mean, I used to work at, I don't think I've ever shared this on the podcast. Spoiler
alert.
uh-oh, I used to be a Hooters girl. And yes. they were like so supportive. They're like, my girl's in the calendar.
Yes. That's amazing.
So sweet, you know, but like, yeah, but also there's also been times like I've talked before about like family members. I mean, just like a year ago, 2 years ago, sending me job offers in the area when I'm like making more money than my partner, you know?
So you're like, I'm like, you're misunderstanding this here. I'm doing quite well.
And it's like receptionist at a med spa, which by the way, love that. I think that'd be a badass job. Mm-hmm. But also like, wait, guys, I have a job. You know, so I get it. But I think with you specifically, being a dietitian and being in the medical field, I can imagine how what I went through, like it pales in comparison to what you go through. Because traditionally, like you said, you're sitting in an office. You are doing things, you know, it's very black and white. There's it's just the way that it's been done historically. And it's only been in the past couple of years, truly, that I think more and more people are seeing this new way, especially when it comes to medical information being shared on the internet and, you know, in the way that you're doing it, you know, through coaching and mentorship and that kind of thing. So I can only imagine what you went through getting this degree and all the schooling and all of the investment that you put into your education to then turn around and start a TikTok and and dare to do it in your way, I'm sure was super interesting if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, first I want to say Hooters pays pretty well, I think, but I think that's amazing. And also I think I love,
I was living.
And I feel like that must have been really fun and like kind of empowering. And I think I love that your parents were supportive of that. I think that's super cool. And yeah, the medical field is so traditional. And I think even at when I was at Columbia, it was like, oh, so like, what hospital are you going to work at? And I was like, I'm not working for a hospital. And even still, they're like, what's your private, like, oh, are you opening a private practice? And like, you know, you always, it's like the lab coat and you're holding the apple and you're smiling and it's like, oh, this is my private practice. And I'm like, even that was considered creative. And I'm like, at this time I'd started my TikTok and I remember I had to keep it a secret from people because I think there was a lot of judgment. And I think it's hard when you do something new with that judgment coming in because you want to kind of keep it like a special, you want it to be special. And I think something that I personally struggle with to this day is almost like the more people know what I'm doing, the more inputs they try to give me and the more I kind of fall away from like my true self or my true creative path. And I think just because there can be so much noise. So I was like, for example, I was at a hospital doing a dietetic internship in Miami. And I remember this was part of having me to graduate. I had to work at this hospital and I had 6 clients a day. I saw them one time. I spoke to them for 10 minutes. And these are people who have serious health conditions. And I'm like, could you imagine just in your shoes as a business owner, like, could you imagine trying to help someone on their business in the span of 10 minutes? Like, you need to know so much about them and like connect with them, personality, like goals, like 10 minutes. And I remember just feeling so sad every day because I was like, I don't even know how I'm supposed to help you in 10 minutes. I would just give you a pamphlet. And it was, and so I was just, but that's kind of how the traditional nutrition system is. And I think that's why we have so many people that are sick. And, but I guess thankful that for whatever reason, a friend of mine actually from Columbia sent me your, podcast. So I've heard a thing and you really opened my eyes to like, oh, things can be different. Maybe, yes, I don't do business coaching, but like I can model what you're doing and apply it from a nutrition lens. And so I would study your stuff all the time, be like, okay, she does this and this is how she works. And I just think for anyone, we can all be inspired by people and kind of take something we love and combine it with something else and create our own path forward. But yeah, I think the comments from other people, whether it's colleagues, coworkers, friends and family, for me, I think that's the biggest thing I'm still working on is staying true to myself. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit about that.
Yeah, you got to you said it perfectly. You've got to do what's best for you and what's true for yourself. And everybody has their own definition of happiness and success. And that's going to look different for every single person. And I get comments often from women that I'm working with, and they're like, you know, I shared this idea with my mom, or I shared this idea with my best friend, and they just didn't get it, or they didn't like it. And now I'm overthinking it. And I'm like, okay, well, what's your mom do? Or what's your best friend do? Well, they do blah, blah, blah. And it has nothing to do with this type of business. And I'm like, do you want to do what your best friend does? No, I'm trying to get away from what my best. Okay, then you have to get away from those opinions. They're, you know, we're never gonna all think the same. So I think it's such a powerful point for anybody listening that doesn't have, you know, my type of business, but more on the you know, the lens of Becky's business, whether it's clinical or any, you know, any kind of mental health or any kind of other industry, there's a way to take it online and make it successful. But you might be one of the pioneers, and you have to be okay with some people not really understanding at first. But I think it's so incredible what you said about how you did it the quote traditional way, and you're seeing six people in an hour and they get 10 minutes with you. And anytime people, you know, during, you know, 2020, and so many people were bashing doctors, and it's like, and for a minute it got muddy. It's like, wait, who can we trust? But you have to realize exactly what you said, like, they're doing the best they can, and like, their job is they have to get as many people in such a short amount of time. That's just the nature of the game. And, you know, in 10 minutes, what can you do? So
true.
It's
and I agree with you. You were like, you said, and believe me, I've been there too, like, because I've been so angry with, you know, some of how I haven't gotten help, the help that I've needed in our traditional system. That's literally why I went back to school. But it's also like our system is sort of setting us all up to fail. Like, it's not their fault. It's like, how can they succeed in that environment? So yeah, completely agree with what you said.
So whenever you went back to school, you got food poisoning and you tried all the diets.
Yeah.
Nothing was working. That's when that was kind of the catalyst to go back to school. What was it? What did you do that set you back on track?
Oh yeah. Great question. So I actually, the ironic thing, and this can be very hard to teach because I think our culture is so black and white, and sometimes like you have to find, how do I explain this? Like, I thought cutting out all these foods that would be quote unquote inflammatory, like cutting out everything and being as pure as possible was the answer. And we can go deeper into that. What I actually learned from going to grad school was that you really need actually just like this well-balanced diet of tons of variety. You need to have a wide variety of exposure to nutrition. So for example, two pieces of fruit per day, at least 6 servings of vegetables, 30 different kinds of fruits and vegetables per week, which is a lot. And then, you know, adequate protein, adequate fat. And I think I was basically eating no vegetables. Like, I'd have like a little salad, but the serving size for salad is really, it's actually quite large. So I was eating like this tiny little salad with maybe some carrots on it. And then for breakfast, I would have like a bulletproof coffee with like coconut oil, which I cringe now. And then I'd have like a smoothie. This was like back in all like 2016, like Dave Asprey, I don't know if you remember like the bulletproof coffee guy.
Oh yeah.
So I did that. Then it was like, okay, I did a smoothie with like a quarter cup of peanut butter, like too much. Then I had like a puny little salad. And then I would get like takeout for dinner. So it was just like not enough real like, okay, you're like, oh, a smoothie and a salad. But it was like, it was just not well balanced. So for example, today it's like, okay, I have my coffee in the morning. I have a smoothie with like 2 cups of fruit, some plant-based protein, you know, a handful of spinach, maybe a little bit of peanut butter, almond butter. Then for lunch, I'll have a salad with like 6 different kinds of vegetables and then maybe a side of canned salmon or maybe a side of potatoes. And then dinner, I might either have like a pasta dish with a lot of veggies. I might have a chicken dish with a lot of veggies and potatoes, you know, a meat dish. Like there's so many varieties. So it was just my diet changed in that there were so many more options. It was just so much more well-rounded. Whereas before, mm-hmm. I think I was like, oh, carbs are the devil. And then it was like, oh, meat is the devil. And then fat is the devil. And everything seemed bad. And so my diet was very limited. So this was both just so much more plant food, way more well-rounded. And then I also am still on a low FODMAP diet, which may or may not be relevant to your listeners. It's just certain people with very sensitive digestions are very sensitive to these things called FODMAP. So things like garlic, onion, apples, asparagus, very healthy foods. Like don't remove them from your diet unless you're just really sick. Yeah. So there's about like 30 different FODMAP foods I have to be very careful about. Because if I eat too many, they just can be very fermenting. So that was sort of kind of the biggest switch, was just going from this all or nothing mentality. I also have to mention, when I was also really sick, I'd go super hard on the diet. I would like get rid of all these foods, you know, go keto, vegan, whatever BS. And then on the weekend, I was like, okay, well, I did good. I'm gonna go party. I'm gonna go drink, you know, because everyone else in New York is partying and drinking. So why can't I? And I realized it's like, okay, I do have, unfortunately, in my DNA, I have to try way harder at my diet than most people. I have to be very diligent just because I've been sick for as long as I can remember. So just very diet, well-rounded, but I can't be on these kind of yo-yo. It has to be like a daily consistent thing of nutrition.
Okay. That's amazing. I love that you mentioned too, that the knowing what works for you, mm-hmm. right? And just understanding, like, we all have different DNA. We all have different mm-hmm. bodies. We all have different needs. Mm-hmm. But what's so cool is somebody who, you know, you do have this chronic issue mm-hmm. and what works best for you is a balance mm-hmm. of the things.
Yeah.
Nothing harsh, nothing Correct. Crazy. Yes, you do mm-hmm. have to try a little bit harder than the mm-hmm. average person. So, you know, again, this is where you just have to have your own discernment and mm-hmm. also the knowledge of your body and what's working mm-hmm. for you. Because I've never heard of, and forgive me, but did you say FOD diet?
FOD. I know. It's like the ugliest term ever. I'm like, I can't get a sexier acronym. It's called FODMAP. I know. It's FODMAPs. Yeah. FODMAP. Fermentable oligodimono. Saccharide and polyols is what it stands for. So,
okay. Yeah. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. But I can imagine anybody who is having issues and has no idea. That's the first time I've ever heard of FODMAP, you know, and not realizing that like apples are the enemy in your world or too much garlic or whatever. Like that, I've never heard of that in my entire life. So I can imagine how freeing just understanding your own composition and your DNA must be. Mm. So, okay. Question on that.
Yeah.
Because my husband, mm-hmm. Chris, guys, I will find out the name of this business and I will link it in the show notes, but he came across this company mm-hmm. and I know people can do your labs all over mm-hmm. the place. And mm-hmm. do you do labs for your clients?
Yes and no, but why don't you continue?
It depends. Okay.
Yeah, it depends.
Well, I was going to say, okay. So he got his labs done and it's this company that they go super deep in your labs.
Cool.
And
do you remember what it's called?
Yeah. No, that okay. I got to figure out. I know, not prepared at all. I didn't even think we were going to talk about this, but I will link it. But they go super deep and then they gave him this full breakdown of every single thing from like his sleep and what works with his sleep and what works with his diet and what works like the type of exercise that is optimal for him. Mm. And cool. he learned that he's actually like not great at fasting. Like his glucose doesn't break down in the way that it should. And he would have never known that. So right now he's wearing a glucose monitor. Like we literally would have had no idea. Mm. So he learned all this. So my question for you is is there a type of test or company or anything that you would suggest just the average person to take to understand their own composition and their DNA, just what they're bringing to the table in order to then work from there and build from there?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's also really interesting about I'd love to get into that, like fasting, because we're like, oh, fasting is so good or it's not good. Or, and it's really interesting to hear. He was like, oh, actually your body type wouldn't be, you know, fasting wouldn't be as good for him. So it's fascinating. There's mm-hmm. I literally just told my husband, because he is like the health, like he has no health issues, thankfully. And I was like, oh, you should go get your blood taken by, it's called, of course, now I'm blanking on it. It's out of Harvard, David Sinclair's company. They do, it starts with an L. I'm gonna forget it. It starts with an L. Actually, let me Google it.
We'll
really,
link
really quickly.
It.
Yes.
You could do that too.
What is it called? Is it called Life Science? Oh, this is gonna kill me. Shoot. Okay. Well, it's a company that he owns in Boston, and maybe it's called like Life Sciences. I'm going to text you after anyway, but it's super okay. Cool. It's exactly what you described. It runs all of this data for you, and then it gives you nutrition and health advice. Mm-hmm. But the reason, I guess, why I don't usually, my clients, by the time they come to me, they've gone to so many doctors, they've had their blood taken 9 million times. So by the time we're working together, we're focusing on other things. But I would say there's some wonderful companies that can really just show you where you're deficient or just bring light to some things within your body. But I would say another good place to learn, I'd say, is just working with a dietitian that you resonate with, because yes, data can show you a lot, but I would also say there's so much noise on the internet of enthusiasts, like health enthusiasts, or, mm-hmm. you know, people will argue like, you know, really intense things. And then there are people who are like, you live only once, like just eat McDonald's every day, who cares? And there's just so much noise. And I think it's important also, yes, get the data, but also work with someone that you deeply resonate with, like their vibe and the way that they eat and maybe their story, because they might just give you some basic nutrition stuff that can help you improve by like 80%. So I would say it's a combination of those two.
Okay, amazing. What about, is there a general list? Because I already know, well, I want to ask you about the veggies too, because you just mm-hmm. blew my freaking mind. What did you say 30?
30, yeah.
30 vegetables?
30, 30. That includes, by the way, potatoes. Yes, that includes, but that includes, I have to say, fruits, vegetables, potatoes, squashes, herbs. So like if you eat cilantro, that would include. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest. Well, why don't you continue? I think I know what you're going to say, but why don't you continue?
Well, what I was going to say, I want to hear what you want to say more than what I'm going to say. But what I was going to say is, like, I can see the average person. I mean, even me, like, we love our veggies. We, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Chris, especially, he's so good. I mean, I call him a rabbit. Like, he's constantly amazing. Just on some freaking spinach. Yeah. But 30, I mean, come on. So, okay, here's my book, because I already know people are like, dude, that feels like a lot. That feels hard.
Yeah.
So I recently, I take supplements from a company mm-hmm. called Symbiotica mm-hmm. and I'm in, you know, if you're like, no good, just mm-hmm. give it to me now, because I'll, mm-hmm. I trust you. But I do their super greens. So every single morning I get a packet of their super greens and I pour it in a water with some electrolytes, and that's how I start my day. So is this a workaround? Am I like hacking the system?
Well, first of all, I want to say that's awesome. And I think you'll get a lot of benefits from doing that. What I will say is, so I would say continue what you're doing. And yes, back to what you said about 30 sounds like crazy. And they've done, it's called the Microbiome Project. It's one of the biggest projects they've done on the gut microbiome. And they basically compared people who ate 10 or fewer plant-based foods per week to people who ate 30 or more. So if you can do 25 or 20, like, huge improvement, right? So we don't need to get mm-hmm. like so specific, but let's just say under 10 and then 30 or above. And the people who had consumed 30 or more different types per week had this a crazy difference in diversity of the microbiome. And like, I know you're really into health and it's wonderful that Chris is too, and that's something you're passionate about. But like the microbiome is, as you know, is like, it's related to our sleep, our digestion, you know, autoimmune diseases. And it's it's such a fundamental thing, I think, in America that we have missed. And it's really due to because the government and our healthcare system subsidizes things like McDonald's because it's a business. Amazing. Like, it's amazing that businesses, like, the beautiful part about America is like, we can run businesses and that's great. But I would say also the downside of that is that we are subsidizing cheap foods, processed foods, packaged foods. And we're not subsidizing and promoting the use of fruits and vegetables. And they have a profound impact on us beyond just like it's vitamin B or vitamin K. It's just the antioxidants within the fruits and vegetables, the fiber and the microbiome of the plant itself. So when you ingest large amounts of plant food, you are ingesting that plant's microbiome. And I have patients who've had severe IBS-C for 10 years, constipation for 10 years. They have Hashimoto's, they have endometriosis, PCOS, they have insulin resistance. And it's the number one thing I tell everyone to start on is just increasing, their fruits, vegetables, because I think it's something that, like, sure, the green powder is awesome. And I think that's something you should continue doing. But I think when you consume these things, it's just a whole other level of antioxidants and the microbiome. So a great place to start with that, I know, is like, hey, why don't you count? Like, it's wonderful you guys eat a ton of spinach, right? That's amazing. That's like more than what most people do. And it's awesome, right? And you should feel so proud about yourself for doing that. I think just a good place to start is like, okay, like, this is a new vegetable I want to try. Or instead of making one veggie at dinner, try two veggies at dinner. For lunch and dinner, a great place to start is like, okay, am I eating half my plate is half my plate vegetables? And one of my clients said to me, they were like, wow, it was really a mindset shift to me, which is, it's not about like calories or macros, but like I'm seeing my vegetables as almost my medicine. Like, you take your greens powder in the morning, almost like it's your medicine, right? And I would see the veggies as almost like a medicine, rather than like hitting your macro goal or something, because it's so much more powerful beyond that. So I'd say it's like, the number one thing that I would recommend.
That makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. I can hear also like my dad, if you were to hear this, he was like, yeah, because that's, I mean, we, our whole lives, like, eat your vegetables and, you know, the balance. So I love that. So, okay. What about your people that tell themselves that they don't like vegetables? What do you
hear
say,
that all the time.
Get over it? Let's, you know, you need to put your big girl panties on and find some veggies that you like.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny. Yeah. I listen to you talk, like, I'll listen to you give business or coaching advice to women. And it's very like, it's so similar to nutrition. Like, the parallels are really creepy sometimes. And a lot of people, they come up with, you know, stories in their head. We all come up with stories. Like, imagine people are like, oh, well, I don't want to post on Instagram because, you know, so-and-so is going to make fun of me, or like, what if it's wrong? And it's the exact same story we tell ourselves with food. People say to me all the time, well, I'm not a very good cook, or like, I don't know how to cook these foods, or it's going to turn out bad, or I'm going to waste money, or I don't know how to grocery shop for them. They're going to take up all this space in my fridge. What if my husband gets mad at me because I cook him the wrong dish and he doesn't, you know, I'm not a good wife. Like, you could go down all the excuses. And I would say just start like really small with something familiar. So I think something that most people, I'm not a great chef, by the way. And I always had this thing in my mind, like, yeah, I was like, oh, well, I have to go to like chef school so that I can be a good cook. Like, no, it's just, you just got to put in the reps. It's like lifting weights. You got to put in the reps. So an easy place to start is like setting your oven to 425. You just get a sheet pan, you throw on some broccoli on there. You just douse it in a little, you know, coat it with one tablespoon of oil, some salt and pepper. If you want to keep it, you can go crazier than that, but like, just pop it in the oven for 25, 30 minutes and then we're good. Like, that literally takes 3 minutes. And so I would say starting really, really small before you get into these more complicated recipes. So that's what I would say.
One step at a time, guys. Growth mindset. You can do it. Yeah. You can
100%,
do it.
100%.
So my sweet baby husband makes us eat raw broccoli and raw veggies.
Love it.
He's like, it has the most nutritional value. And I'm like, is this true? Is this true, Becky?
So that's interesting. By the way, that's wonderful. And I think it's great to have a husband who, I know you're kidding, but I'm just saying that's awesome. So I'd say either steaming your vegetables because it retains a lot of the water content. And then when you eat that water content, it's actually going to really help with your digestion, which I know you have, I assume you have great digestion, but digestion really matters actually to so much of our skin, fat cells on our body. You want to avoid constipation as much as you can, because it causes other issues. So steaming vegetables is awesome. Eating them raw is awesome. If you hate either and you only liked it baked, baked is great. Like I bake my vegetables all the time. So I would say like you have to like what you eat, because if you don't like what you eat, you're never going to eat it. So that's kind of my number one tip. And then that's sort of the micro tips after that.
Love that. Okay. Before we pivot from these food related questions.
Yes.
Supplements that you think just as a woman trying to live her best energy, glowy life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just told Chris the other day, I was like, I'm trying to be in like my best skin era right now. I just want like the most hydrated, glowing skin. Uh-huh. And it has a lot to do with your gut and what you mm-hmm. eat and your diet. It mm-hmm. all comes back to that. Mm-hmm. So if you were to get just like the basics, and I realize again, everybody comes to the table. Yeah, this is not, just do your own research, but mm-hmm. what would you recommend most people look into taking just for like mm-hmm. their everyday feeling mm-hmm. the best?
Okay, so I'm going to put a little caveat here, which is I think, mm-hmm. great question. I'd say first, you without a doubt, the food has to come first. And that's because of the things, that's because of the antioxidants, the microbiome of the fruits, vegetables, potatoes, squash, fiber, all of that is great for energy. It's great for our skin. It's like, how I explain it is like one aspect of like a kale leaf will set off like 20 different interactions with in our body to other foods, other processes. It's extremely complex. And that's something that while supplements are great, a supplement will never be able to replace the food part. So I'd say once you nail the food part, then we can move on to the supplements. And I would say this is actually, and I know this isn't the best answer, it's very specific depending on the person, but just a few things that come to mind are zinc. Zinc is a huge one for inflammation, for energy, for hormonal health. And so that's a huge one. Next one would be B12, especially because most people have methylation issues. So B12 would be a good one. Even if you eat meat, would be a great one. And then fish oil can actually be toxic to the body. So I would recommend, and it's usually degraded by the time you get it. So I'd make sure you eat your omega-3s in whole fish form rather than buying the fish oil. So I'd say zinc, B12, and then vitamin D is a great one because so many people are deficient in vitamin D. So I would say those are sort of like the three blanket recommendations for supplements.
I'm glad that I asked. And I love how you answered that because you're absolutely right. It's really, I'm the type, like I'm looking mm-hmm. for, okay, like how can I hack this a little bit? So, mm-hmm. okay, if I take my greens, then I don't have to count mm-hmm. how many veggies, but at the end of the day, it's not, there's no blanket fix. There's no mm-hmm. direct or fair mm-hmm. counter to your actual diet and what mm-hmm. you're actually eating. Like you can't just eat like crap and then take a bunch mm-hmm. of supplements and expect to see good, healthy mm-hmm. results. So I actually think I love that you answered it that way personally.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
So let's do a little shift.
Perfect.
Because I want to hear about, in your experience, the link to health mm-hmm. and business, just mm-hmm. as a business owner, because this has been, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking about this a lot more mm-hmm. because it is so important. I've just noticed a change mm-hmm. in myself just in the past couple of years, because I used to not be like this, truly. Mm-hmm. I was always the chick who like, I'm healthy, you know, but mm-hmm. I would, you know, drink too much, mm-hmm. eat like crap and be like, this is just who I am. And then mm-hmm. what's kind of surprised me is the more thoughtful and intentional that I've been with my mm-hmm. diet and in the things that I put in my body, the better I feel. Mm-hmm. And you don't even realize how good it can get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see, right. And I'm sure you see this all the time, where people just get used to feeling like crap, and that's their baseline. And they're like, well, I guess this is as good as it gets, or this is okay, because they've never felt better. But when you feel better, whoa, do you see a difference? So I would just love to hear, you know, for somebody listening who's like, maybe I should sit down with a dietitian, or, you know, something's off on my energy, whatever. Go off, because
totally, it's a great question. And I loved every time, and I want to talk about your story more. Like, I remember you're like, hey guys, like, I worked out in the second pregnancy and I felt so amazing. And I felt like, you know, my energy came back earlier, and likely that impacted your business, or like you taking care of your health. I like all the time I hear it. And I'm like, yes, girl, keep going, keep saying it. Cause I'm like, it's true. Like, your health impacts your business. And would love to get deeper into like examples you found. From my personal story, tremendous difference. I mean, I like from my rock bottom to now, I'll just do a quick overview, but like there was a time like when I didn't take care of my health, it's like I was so low energy, grabbing for alcohol or chips or things to sort of replenish me. And when you're in that low vibe area, I notice you just attract that. You attract more of that. And then we'll get to the opposite of that. But, you know, and then I noticed around 2016, I think I forgot to mention this. This was when I was trying all these wacky diets. I was so fatigued because I was so malnourished. And I was falling asleep at my desk at like 10:30 a.m. at my old job. And I ended up having to quit, because I thought I was going to get fired, because I was like, I can't keep up with the workload. I was getting like 400 emails a day. I was so stressed out. I couldn't cope. And I was like, I want to quit before they fire me, because that would just be such a blow to my ego. And then it got to a point where, let's say we're going to go all the way up to 2020. There was a point in my life in 2020, I was going really hard on TikTok, and I had this old group of friends. This is probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I don't recommend this for most people, but I was doing really well in my health. It was COVID. I was kind of in my own bubble, in TikTok, trying to build my Instagram, really working on my health. And I had an old group of friends that, you know, they were very much in the, like, it's Friday night, it's Saturday night. Like, we're binge eating pizza, we're binge drinking, we're going to do some other activities, and we just are going to sit around all weekend. And then on Monday, we're going to be exhausted. And then on Tuesday, we're going to be better. And I realized I was just growing into this place that I was like, wow, my nutrition is impacting. The better I am in my nutrition, the better my TikToks are, the more followers I get, the more of a community I'm building. And I literally got to a point where I was like, I can't be around that vibe anymore. And it got to a point, like, I think for most people, if you're in that world, you can say, hey, you know, distance yourself. But unfortunately, it had gotten so bad. They were like making fun of how I was eating, making fun of my business. I had to sort of cut them off completely. And once I did that, way more skyrocketed, business and health skyrocketed. I also brought in a new community of girlfriends who loved health and loved business. And I was like, well, this is better, you know, better vibe, better community. And then to this day now, it's like, yeah, if you're having, from a micro perspective, if you're like, hey, I didn't take care of myself as much last night, you know, maybe you wake up feeling groggy, and then you're like, you know, I'm going to miss the workout. And then you're like, you feel bad about yourself. So you're like, I don't really want to go on Instagram to talk about nutrition today. And that really matters. And I think I'm in a place right now from a business perspective where I have to, and again, because my job is nutrition, I'm not saying everyone should do this, but I really have to walk my walk, like, every single day, because if I don't, it impacts my business. And I get that I can be human, right? Like, I advocate for people to have, you know, joyful food experiences in their life. Like, go have wine, go have your favorite pizza. Of course, like, I'm a human too, but I have to be, I think, a little bit more together, just because it really does impact my business in that way. So that's kind of the scope of all of my experiences of nutrition, business, friendship, community, all of that.
Well, what I take from that and love so much is, yeah, I mean, just like the basic point is, when you feel better, you show up better. Mm-hmm. When you feel better, you attract better.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, no matter what area of life. This is just, and yes, everything in moderation, y'all know, like, I mean, and where Chris and I, we go back and forth all the time. We're like, should we stop drinking? I don't know. Yeah, we'll get there. I don't know. Probably not. But life's
short.
You're good.
You're good. You're healthy and good. There's no reason unless like you have a serious medical reason too. Like, but anyway, yeah. Continue.
Yeah, but so like you're absolutely right. But then I love so much how you're saying like, but just like with your specific position, you chose out of all the things on the planet to be, you chose to be a dietitian. Mm-hmm. You chose like your whole tagline is help your digestion, create a body that you're obsessed with, heal mm-hmm. your digestion, mm-hmm. create a body that you're obsessed with. You planted your flag there.
Yeah.
And if you don't walk mm-hmm. your talk and you're yeah. not the walking embodiment of that, how mm-hmm. can anybody, I mean, we all can pick up on that, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you mm-hmm. didn't feel good or look great or show up, mm-hmm. you know, fix your mouth to say something, but you're not actually believing it or practicing it, it's going to come across in some area.
100%.
And I truly yeah. believe for the highest good of all, like you would not be attracting in the clients mm-hmm. that you are and have the successful business that you have.
Yeah.
So I just love both angles of those. You know, this mm-hmm. is also why I did not become a dietitian because mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, I yeah. like
of course.
Sugar and sweet
of course.
Sugar.
That's
I'll teach business.
Yeah, your business is better. By the way, that's completely fine. Like, part of me becoming a dietitian was because I had such severe health issues that it was like, in a way, it actually keeps me in check in being my own best yeah. health, because it's like, I really have to take it more seriously than most, like, than most people need to. But it's so that's a good business for me to be in. Like, if you are in good health, like, enjoy, like, have your balance. Like, you can have your cake and eat it too. Like, you can be very healthy and you can also enjoy your sweets and all of that. And that's completely fine. And I advocate for that. So, but I would love to hear, like, from your end, because I know you started, I guess, when did you notice the big shift for you when you just started going more into your thinking more about nutrition or fitness? Like, and how did that show up for you in your business?
Well, all I've ever cared about is looking good.
Don't we all, believe me?
If I'm being honest.
I get it.
So, well, that's where it started, right? Because when you're young, that's what matters, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like when you're young and you know, if you don't have any other issues, like I've been fortunate to not mm-hmm. have anything else pop up health-wise.
Yeah.
You know, I've been pretty stable health-wise. So that was, it was like, okay, I just want to look good. So I've always worked out, you know, like probably from 20 up, I've always mm-hmm. worked out. But it's so funny, I was just talking about this with Allie, who trains mm-hmm. me, because I'm seeing, I mean, just 5 months postpartum, mm-hmm. seeing incredible results.
It's amazing.
In our workouts, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, I know mm-hmm. that it's in large part because of diet.
Yeah.
I know that.
Interesting, yeah.
And how I know that is because in the past, and I was telling her this, it's so crazy. I would go and I would train and I would hire trainers, right? Mm-hmm. And I would be so serious about getting in the gym and, mm-hmm. you know, 5 workouts a week and da da da. But like, didn't care about protein, mm-hmm. didn't take any, like, ate whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. I was bartending, drinking all the time, mm-hmm. eating fast food. I was broke as a joke. So like, mm-hmm. that was really my only option, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
course.
But like, but when you're young, you can get by with that.
Yes, you can.
Right? But, and yes. then you get a little, and then you hit 30.
Yeah.
And your body's like, game over, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do? Here's a new deck of cards. And, mm-hmm. and that's when I learned, and you know, Chris was such a huge help because he's mm-hmm. so just, mm-hmm. he's so into it. Thank God. And I'm so thankful. I joke about him a lot, but I'm so thankful. And
no, he sounds
he's
so
educated.
Amazing.
He is. And well, if he is, he feels so good. And I see mm-hmm. his energy levels mm-hmm. and I see how he performs in his job and how he performs physically and mentally and emotionally, like on all spectrums. Mm-hmm. And it all comes back to how he takes care of mm-hmm. himself. So he started rubbing off on me. Mm. And the more I just noticed, I mean, I could see a direct correlation. Mm. And when I pair, like even when I'm not working out,
yeah.
But when I'm eating well, and guys, I promise you I balance it really, really well. Like we yeah. live. Okay. Yeah. Like we balance.
Yes.
But you know, to Becky's point, it's just, you got to know you and what's going to work best for you. But I just noticed a big difference when I was intentional with what I was eating. And then especially when I paired that with a consistent physical activity, no matter what it was, it just skyrocketed, not just only how I look, but like my skin and my energy levels, my clarity. I remember sitting down with Dr. Kempinski and she, I don't know if you know or follow her, but she is all about like brain health and she's incredible. And I remember sitting with her and my digestion was whack. And my big thing as well was like, my brain, I can't get a clear thought. I'm tired all the time. This was like around 2020 or so. And she was a big proponent. And also she and Chris were both like in just cleaning up things and getting you know, vitamin D and the zinc and all the things. And that all of that, you know, long answer to your question.
No, that's perfect.
It was obvious. It was like, you can't unsee it. You can't unfeel it. I will never go back. Right? And I just want this so badly for other people when I see, I especially young girls, you know, like the girls that, that work for us, you know, our nannies and stuff. And I'm like, hey, what vitamins are you taking? Are you, you should like, try this. She's like, I'm 23. Shut up. I feel great. But anyway, it's huge. And that's why I'm so thankful to have this conversation here because when I got all of that on track, I noticed a direct, and I mean this, a direct correlation in my business because I can do more. I can think faster. I'm more creative. I'm happier. I'm freaking happier. Like I didn't know the correlation and the relationship of your gut to your brain, to your hormones, especially as a woman. And it all works together. Had no freaking clue. Game changer. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. I love that story. It's like the perfect story. And like it perfectly, it just ties so many elements in together. And it's like, it's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. And just how much it does impact your brain, your clarity, your focus, your happiness, your energy. And it's like, it literally, when you take care of yourself, it literally buys back time in your life and you go through things so much faster. And I think a lot of people are stuck because they really see change as being more negative than staying the same. Cause it's like, okay, staying the same, I could eat all these potato chips and all this fried food and whatever. And it tastes so good because it does. It tastes amazing. So it's like, well, why would I eat all these healthier foods? What's the benefit there? But it's like the benefit is, yeah, you can really like everything in your life gets better, relationships, business, money. But it's like, I almost think you also have to have something to really live for. Like if there isn't a big goal you have in business or a financial goal or a relationship goal, then it can be really hard to change because it's like, well, I have nothing. There's no reason to change. But for you, it was like, okay, you had a very full life. I believe, I'm assuming you'd cruise. But yeah, you'd cruise at this time already if it was 2020. So it's like, okay. And then once you see it, yeah, you can't unsee it. So I think that's a beautiful story and example of that. And that's why I'm so passionate about it.
Okay. One more question for you.
Of course,
and then
of course.
I know that we have to wrap up and we're just going to have you back because
I would love to.
I know
back.
We could have, we'll do it because this is, I could talk about this all day. And I think it would be really fun to get questions from listeners.
Would love to do
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't that be fun? Okay.
Yes.
We'll do
I'm
that.
Already signed
we'll,
up.
We'll get you on. Okay. Perfect. Amazing. So you guys go ahead and send them in. But your podcast name is Luxury IBS.
Yes.
And I'm so curious, why luxury? Please, please tell us all about that.
This is a very contentious, this caused actually a lot more uproar than I thought it would. I just was, so there's two reasons. Cause one, so one thing is like, I think with IBS is so, I mean, when literally when you think of IBS, you think of diarrhea, constipation, like the least sexy thing. Like I used to be like, God, of all things, why did you give me this? Like, why is my gift talking about constipation and diarrhea? But I, so I kind of was like, okay, I want to think about like juxtapose it. What's like a word that is the opposite of that, you know, something that's literally the opposite of this dirty seemingly word. But deeper than that, I was thinking about how truly, you know, I would say my high school and college for me were very challenging from, and then my 20s were very challenging from a health perspective. I felt like I'd sort of had everything taken away from me. At the time, you know, like my, I couldn't do well at my previous jobs because I was so tired. I was attracting these friends that were low vibe friends. I was just, my entire life was consumed by, it was consumed by food, my body, all of my money went to doctor's appointments. And it was just this spiral. Like it was just, it was never ending. And I was just like, someone save me kind of thing. And by the time, you know, I ended up saving myself and through it kind of got all these wonderful things. Like I basically got everything that I wanted through solving this problem. I got a wonderful job. I have wonderful relationships. I'm healthy. I feel great. And it was all through this one problem, which was the worst problem I've ever had, ended up being the best problem I ever had. And I think all of my, everything I'm most,
that's powerful. Sorry to interrupt, but no, of course, holy cow. Fine. What an interesting perspective.
Yeah, honestly, and some people really, they do get upset when I say that, but I think it's because they haven't come through the other side yet. And I think once you come through the other side, everything that I'm proud of, everything that the best parts of my life have come from this, the worst part of my life. And I do think it's, I say it's a luxury. I feel like I, at 33, almost 33, I feel like I've learned so much. I feel like I just learned so much from the experience. So I truly deep down feel like it is a luxury. And so that is how I named Luxury IBS. And we talk on my podcast, like about, it's not just me spewing nutrition facts. It's really about, it's about how nutrition impacts all areas of your life and vice versa. And so, yeah, that's kind of the two reasons why I chose to name it Luxury IBS.
I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
Can I tell you? I'm all about a good juxtaposition.
Yeah.
But also that perspective. What a boss you are. Because, I can imagine being like, wait, okay, out of all the things, you give me this shitty problem. Yeah. But it's like, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. This is the deck. This is the card that I've been dealt. Watch me play it like a freaking boss. I'm going to throw a luxury on top of it. I'm going to make it a mother effing vibe, you know?
Correct.
And I respect that so much.
Oh,
okay. I already know so many people are going to be like, okay, where do I find you? So how do the people find you? And do you work, let's clear this up. Do you work mostly with people who have IBS, or are you open to a variety? Talk to me about that.
I would say right now, my core clients are people with chronic constipation or diarrhea or bloating, which is called IBS. But I also work with women with autoimmune diseases. So Hashimoto's, PCOS, endometriosis, et cetera, et cetera. But I would say I'm like genuinely happy to help anyone. That's just kind of like the people who gravitate towards my page, but I'm open to helping people who are just looking to go from good to great. Remember, we came up with that, like people who are looking, you know, CEOs, entrepreneurs who are looking to just feel more energy in their day. Just feel their best, feel more creative. I'm open to anyone who's passionate about learning about nutrition. And people can find me on Instagram at Becky Rashidifard. It's really long, RASHIDIFARD. And
I'll put it in the
TikTok. Thank you, TikTok. And then my podcast, Luxury IBS. So those are the three places you can primarily find me.
I just adore you. You are such a boss. Thank you so much,
Allie,
for coming.
Love you.
And enlightening us.
Thank you.
And God, you will never regret this. Like anybody who's like, man, maybe I should get my blood work or whatever. And I said like in the beginning, you know, my goal was like, I just want to look good. Now it's like when you have kids, longevity and wanting to be here for your family. Yeah, it's just what is more important. And I know everybody's already heard that spiel, so I'll spare everybody. But Becky, you are, you're so fun to talk to. You're so knowledgeable and cool. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. You're so kind. And this is truly an honor. This is like what a dream come true to be on this podcast. So thank you so much for having me. And I had such a blast talking to you today.
We will have you back for sure.
Thank you.
Y'all send in those questions. What we'll do is we'll put Yeah, we'll put a post up. And if you have a question for Becky for when she comes back on anything, you can put it there and we'll do, we could do like a fun contest. And maybe, let's see, what's something? We'll pick a random person who leaves a good question. What's something that we could give? Maybe like, a piece of merch. I'll send you one of my hats. How about that?
Okay, that's a good one.
And if Becky, if you think of something, we could throw something else in. But Perfect. Yeah, look for on my feed when, once this goes live, we'll put a post up with Becky and I'll put in there that that's the post to add your questions and we'll pick a random question and we'll send you a hat and maybe a couple of other things. So
Perfect.
We'll have you back.
Thank you. I cannot wait to be back. Thank you so much, Allie.